Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. What about a big thank you, Alan? The WAMC family came together yesterday and $320,000 raised for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. What an amazing group of people.
Well, I've been through a lot of fund drives, and this was really right at the top of the list. I have never seen the kind of outpouring that we had and the kinds of things that people were saying about, well, the radio station, but more than that, what the WAMC community was really like. One statement after another about who we as a group are and how we care. And for the most part, it was a pretty depoliticized day, even though there was a lot of politics to talk about. This community did its thing, and they did it well. You know, one person after another on the phone doing the right thing. We had the Red Cross in. We asked them all the right questions about where the money goes, how it goes. We got very assured answers. This is really a partnership, David, between everybody acting together in concert.
Is it also a way to understand politics? In other words, when people can make an impact like they did yesterday, they choose to do it. But many feel hopeless when it comes to their vote and the political situation.
I think that's true. And I think there's a tremendous amount of real angst about the Trump administration. But this is what we can only call a people-to-people contact, so that people are saying, okay, the government isn't funding the right agencies that would be in a position to do this. It's all going to be retroactive. Okay, we're going to send them money now. But you know what? You really have to think ahead. You have to think about the kinds of inspections that are needed, the kind of infrastructure that is needed. But yesterday, people got on the phone and said, here's my money, but use it well. And we're trying our best. We went to the number one recommended group by the New York Times, which was the Red Cross. And we wanted to make sure, by the way, that they did their jobs too. Now, not one penny of that money will go to WAMC. I just want to make that assurance, because I got one nasty letter saying, I know you're trying to do something here and you'll get the money. Nothing could be less true. And I have to say, there's always a nasty person out there.
There is one certainly in North Korea, and the situation there is becoming, well, I guess we could say even more dicey after President Trump signaled talk was not the answer. The U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said diplomacy is still on the table.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing we see all too often. The president says one thing, his top generals and other people say something else. You know what? I'm always a believer that the person at the top is controlling the whole thing. So for, you know, Mattis to say one thing and the president to say another thing, it isn't one versus the other. The president is the top guy. He appointed Mattis. He appoints everybody else. If he says something, we better take it very, very seriously. The problem here is it can all get out of control. If somebody says something about, well, talk isn't enough, it is good cop, bad cop. I'm sure that's what it's intended to be. But on the other hand, words have consequences. That can lead to, well, a very, very bad situation.
Is the Trump tax plan a bad situation, Alan? Republicans are promising to stimulate investment and create jobs, but steps to undo tax dodges, says the New York Times, may not produce the intended economic lift.
That's right. The idea here, of course, is the old trickle-down. If we take the taxes and change it from 35% rate for corporations to 15%, that money will go back to people. Well, it's never worked that way. You know, what happens is they don't necessarily give it to the people who are working for them or hire more people. They put a lot of it in their pockets. And that is the kind of thing that we really have to be very careful of here. I think one of the things that people are most worried about is the concept of the deductions, David. Are they going to take away our ability to not give to charities and deduct that from our taxes? Well, I had a long talk with Mark Volpe yesterday of the Boston Symphony, who seems to be very concerned that people in this country who have always supported not-for-profit groups will be turned off. I don't think he said that specifically, but it was quite clear he was worried about that. And I got to say that I am too. So I think that Donald Trump will find it very rough if he tries to take away the deductions that people use to give money to places like the Metropolitan Museum of Art or the Metropolitan Opera or the New York Philharmonic. They're going to hear from some of the richest Republicans in the country who are going to say, this is killing us.